The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before men. You do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert, and when that happens, you make him a child of Gehenna twice as much as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, 'If one swears by the temple, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated.' Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that made the gold sacred? And you say, 'If one swears by the altar, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gift on the altar, one is obligated.' You blind ones, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? One who swears by the altar swears by it and all that is upon it. One who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. One who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who is seated on it." The Gospel of the Lord.
God, so good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And welcome back once again.
This is a segment of the Gospel of Matthew. Now, you're going to hear this for the next 3 days. A segment of the Gospel of Matthew that's known as the Eight Woes. There are eight scathing criticisms directed against the Pharisees, each of which, by the way, corresponds to one of the eight Beatitudes, but we won't get into that now. And these are some of the harshest words uttered anywhere in the whole Bible. Woe to you, Pharisees, you hypocrites, blind guides, whitewashed tombs. All of them spoken by none other than sweet and gentle Jesus, and all of them spoken in perfect love, with an important message for all of us: that God's unconditional love takes many forms. Our love is going to take many forms too, and that perfect love is not always going to be nice. I'll tell you a little story. I used to be the chaplain of O'Connell High School, which I've mentioned before, and I also used to be a student at O'Connell High School. And once upon a time at O'Connell High School, there was a penance service, and all the students, they all gathered in the auditorium, and they all huddled up in the middle of the auditorium, while all around the perimeter of the auditorium were priests who were hearing the confessions of the students. And one by one, the students would go out to the perimeter, and you know, they were really good. Most of the students got their confessions heard, except for two troublesome students. They wouldn't go to confession. They were too cool for school. They were talking and making a real scene, really, being disruptive. And one of the priests got up out of the confessional, walked right over to the two kids, and says, "You guys think you're so cool. Let me tell you something. You're fools. Because Jesus Christ died for your sins, and you're doing nothing about it." And oh, those two kids, they thought that priest was mean, 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 mean. But you want to know what? It was exactly what they needed to hear. Because I was one of those two kids. True confessions here today. True love is not always nice. Now, we like to imagine Jesus as a peaceful hippie. We paint him in pastel shades, and we think that Jesus would never say anything so much as to offend a daisy. But go and look in the scriptures. Listen today, listen tomorrow, listen the day after tomorrow to the Gospel of Matthew. Look in the scriptures and see the face of the real Christ. A man who loved passionately because he was absolutely consumed with zeal for God. Who wept bitterly and sometimes even raged in anger. We all know the story of Jesus driving out the money changers in the temple at the crack of a bullwhip. Not a word of apology. Sometimes, honestly, I think if some people acted in an exact same way that Christ acted in the Gospels, there are people today who would accuse them of being unChrist-like, no exaggeration. But we imagine something that's simply not true. We imagine that Jesus was always nice. And if there's one thing Jesus was not always, he was certainly not always nice. Because let's try to understand this. Nice is a mediocre virtue. Nice is not love. Nice is just the desire not to upset anybody. It comes from the Latin word nascere, which means to be stupid. Literally, nascere means not to know something. Kind of like the doting grandfather who doesn't really care what the grandkids do as long as they're enjoying themselves. That's not Christ. Christ was filled with love. And like the Song of Songs says, love is as stern as death. I think one of the people who would understand this most sincerely would be parents of children who know that very often, if you want to be someone's parent, you can't be their friend. Because you have to do things that you know they're not going to like, but you don't care whether they like it or not. You do it because it's right. You do it because you're consumed with love. That's the way we want to be. Now, if we want to be that way, if we want to be Christ-like, there's three virtues we need. Three virtues we need. We need courage. We need humility. And we need wisdom. First thing we need is courage, because it's hard. It's hard to tell the truth in a world in which we're living, a world absolutely consumed with lies that they think are true. It's very hard to tell the truth in such a world. It's very hard to do what someone needs for their own good, because a lot of times they do not like it. And that's why, secondly, you need humility. Humility is self-forgetfulness. It's not thinking you're the worst. Humility means not thinking of yourself at all. Only a humble person will be courageous. And lastly, perhaps most important, we need wisdom. We can't fight every fight. We have to ask, when we pick a fight, when we decide to take up something difficult, are we doing this out of love, or are we doing it out of spite or anger or revenge? It takes wisdom to know the difference. Love, as I've said, is not a feeling. It is a choice. It is a decision to do what's best for somebody else, regardless of how much it costs you. Love is very often difficult for that reason. So today, let's pray for the grace to be genuinely loving, that we too might be genuinely Christ-like. Amen.